In today's business news, Teamsters could keep on trucking out of the AFL-CIO. The Teamsters have given their top leaders a green light to quit the AFL-CIO. The unanimous vote by the union's executive board is the latest blow to the Labour Federation. It comes just days before the AFL-CIO opens its convention in Chicago and prepares to celebrate its golden anniversary. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
The atmosphere is increasingly gloomy as organized labor prepares for its 50th birthday. Four dissident unions are threatening to pull out if the Labour Federation doesn't meet their demands for an overhaul. If a split occurs, it would be the biggest in the labor movement in decades. The Teamsters and their president Jim Hoffa appear to have taken one more step towards the door. Union spokesman Brett Caldwell says there's no deadline for a final decision.
It's a very fluid situation, but we entered the debate with the objective of reforming the labor movement. And sometimes you have to turn things upside down to get them right side up. And that's what Jim Hoffa and the Teamsters Union is doing.
The Teamsters and fellow dissident unions are demanding the Labor Federation spend far more on organizing new members to stop the movement's slide. But AFL-CIO leaders also emphasize the need to elect labor-friendly candidates to office. Even if the unions decide to stay in the Federation for now, they may boycott the convention, which opens Monday. Again, Brett Caldwell.
We're going to make a decision by Sunday as to whether or not we're going to participate in the convention, and that depends a lot on the AFL-CIO and the leadership and the decisions they make about moving forward our agenda.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says he's committed to changing the labor movement. He also says he's doing everything he can to hold it together. Organized labor faces huge challenges, from the continued loss of manufacturing jobs overseas to what union leaders describe as a hostile environment in Washington. Stuart Acuff is the AFL-CIO's National Organizing Director. He says the one thing labor needs right now is unity.
Everything we do in the labor movement is built on collective strength, from the shop floor to the campaign for the White House. And anything that disrupts that unity weakens us.
The unions threatening to leave include the Service Employees International, which is the largest in the Federation, with more than 1.7 million members. The other two are the United Food and Commercial Workers and Unite Here, which represents garment and textile workers, as well as hotel and restaurant employees. Acuff says the Federation is also concerned about a boycott.
We take it very seriously. That's why we need to work to try to continue to narrow the differences and then go into convention to hammer out the course of the change.
Sweeney is seeking another four-year term at the convention. The dissident unions oppose him, but he almost certainly has the votes to win. Given the union's repeated threats to leave, labor observers say some split may be inevitable. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.